and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, this hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try that there GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use that promo code Stephanie. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaBoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. How sparks is late. Story of my life. Men leaving me high and dry. He'll be here in just a few minutes.
I don't think he leaves you dry.
Well... That would be a first for Hal Sparks. That's all right. He will be here momentarily for another hump days with Hal. In the meantime, did you see? I'm all because I'm camera ready this morning. I have my new Uggs on, which I made you compliment me on.
Yes,
you did very begrudgingly. You're like, well, they're nice if you like Uggs.
Well, you're single-handedly keeping the Ugg company in business, I think.
Indeed, I am. I wear them spinning. You know, by the way, Mama spins at Yass here in L.A. Come spin with Mama. They have a special Stephanie sent me offer. They have locations in Venice, Silver Lake, East Costa Mesa, and downtown L.A. Come spin with Mommy.
Mm. If you're in Los Angeles.
If you're in Los Angeles, yes.
Yes.
It's yoga and spinning. Go to Yass.com. You can find out about locations and schedules and things.
Sweet.
All right. What the hell is that missile off the coast of California?
That was weird.
Huh? I mean, speaking of...
Yeah, they were showing pictures of it as the show was concluding yesterday, and Jim and I were like, whoa, what?
Look at them showing snow in Colorado on CNN. Who cares? We've got missiles coming at us out here in California.
The Japanese are attacking again.
stuff becomes very local. I think Bill Maher said that once. He doesn't believe in the missile shield, but then when North Korea was threatening, mm-hmm. he's like, what the hell? What's going on with the missile shield?
Yes.
It could hit Los Angeles. The Pentagon says it did not know what created a vapor trail that crossed the skies off Southern California that resembled a missile launch. Video was posted on the CBS News website, showed an object flying through the evening mm-hmm. sky that left a vapor trail.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sure as hell looked like a missile to me.
Rachel Maddow had some geek on last night that really wanted it to be a missile. It's like, no, I guess not. I guess it was a matter. It was a... what was it, though?
Well, the Pentagon, I mean, if they knew, they wouldn't say, would they?
They say they don't know. I don't...
Some people are saying it's a show of strength to China while... President Bush is over there in Asia.
Oh, it was like a little sparkler.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It was
well,
a show
there.
Of strength saying, hey,
take that, China.
We can hit you if we wanted to.
Sure, you could make us go broke if the Republicans don't first. By the way, have you seen that?
What?
Here's what we have to look forward to. This is very exciting news. With the Republicans taking over the House,
mm-hmm.
they could vote, you know, they could vote for a government shutdown and essentially cause a global economic catastrophe.
Yeah.
Just to make a point. So there. Just as a little show of strength, like that fake missile.
You showed us.
Here are the fun facts about what we have to look forward to. Didn't I tell you this? Did I tell you? Endless investigations of the Obama administration over... I don't know. infighting between the Republicans and the Tea Party.
Yeah.
And then perhaps a government shutdown.
Daryl Issa, the head of the committee that investigates.
What an asshat.
Yeah, he said there are going to be a lot of investigations.
Yeah, this is what I told you. This is what your tax dollars going for now in this particular economy. He plans hundreds of hearings. He's mm-hmm. Eyeing a massive expansion of oversight for next year, including hundreds of hearings, creating new subcommittees, launching fresh investigations into the bank bailout, the stimulus, and potentially health care reform. Chris,
yes.
Historically speaking, don't you investigate when there's some sort of wrongdoing? I mean, mm-hmm. you may disagree with the bailout or the stimulus or health care, but is that the same as, Watergate? I'm confused.
I think their goal is to take down Barney Frank.
He said, I want 7 hearings a week times 40 weeks. So that's what the people's business, as they see it, what the vote was for. The vote was for them to just endlessly investigate the Obama administration. He also wants to organize aggressive oversight beyond his committee and plans to refer inquiries to other House panels, drawing even more incoming Republican chairmen to the cause of investigating the executive branch. That's what you voted for. Good job.
You know what? I'm not too worried about that because we saw how well all of those investigations went for the Republican Party in 1998.
Yes, this is how we got, just so we, hey, you kids, pay attention. This is how we got using the entire government to investigate a BJ.
Yeah.
Remember that?
And the president's approval rating shot sky high.
Don't you feel like we're watching Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
And we're going, and they're, I bet you, I mean, most people are betting on a government shutdown, just like they did in 94.
Mm-hmm. And endless investigations, just like they did in 1998.
Here is noted right-wing asshat, Daryl Issa.
I'm going to go after a lot of things, and I'm going to do a lot of investigating.
Great. Well, that's certainly what this economy needs now.
Yeah.
That's certainly what America needs more than anything. Okay.
We're going to do it outside the public glare, through depositions with Republicans and Democrats both sitting there, because I think we need to do investigations in a less partisan way.
Also, they're going to do it in secret.
We're going to investigate the White House, but not in a partisan way.
No.
We're going to try to gum up the works of government as much as possible. Perhaps shut the whole sucker down, but not in a partisan way.
No, not at all.
Wow. Wow. That is, by the way, he is a large man. I don't know if there's steroids involved. Did you see him on Bill Maher show last week, Daryl Issa?
He's tall, but he's thin.
Yeah, he looks he looks a little roidy to me. It's just all I'm saying.
Oh, that might just be a suit.
Maybe we need an investigation on that. Maybe we could do a steroid investigation just of Daryl Issa. I'm just saying, shouldn't there be some balance here?
He's incredibly rich, though, because he invented and started the company that makes the Viper car alarms.
Yes.
Yes.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very rich.
Good for him. What an odd thing, a rich Republican. Sanchez and Montebello, hola, que tal, adios mio, mi amigo.
Mamacita y el Muki Chris, muy buenos nachos.
Yes. Buenos nachos.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I think you should just chill out when it comes to this military missile thing.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, the military ain't going to tell a squat about what actually happened.
Yeah.
But I think we should all wait for a couple of months because eventually WikiLeaks will just be able to reveal it in one of their leaks.
Yes, perhaps that we will have to wait for the WikiLeaks.
Yes, of course.
All right. Thank you, Sanchez. All right. He says nothing more to see there. Move along.
All right.
Nothing. All right. So that's on one. On one hand, we have basically just endless investigations of
nothing.
Sure what. Yes, and impeachment has been mentioned for. I don't know. However, I'm sure they will find the grounds.
You have to have a high crime or misdemeanor to impeach. I have seen neither.
You with your facts, your historical musings about what it takes to remove a president.
Oh, believe me, I lived through the Clinton impeachment hearings. I know what it takes.
All right, so the other thing that at least this part's entertaining is the... the fight's already a-brewing between the teabaggers and the Republican establishment.
And it's delicious.
So, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McChinless is maneuvering behind the scenes to defeat a conservative plan aimed at restricting earmarks, setting up a high-stakes showdown that pits the Republican leader and his old bull allies against Senator Jim DeMint and these the new teabagger crazies.
Mm-hmm.
So, sit back. McConnell is encouraging his colleagues to keep an open mind and not automatically side with DeMint, whose plan calls on Senate Republicans to unilaterally give up earmarks in the 112th Congress. And by the way, Rand Paul has already stepped off the reservation, as you know.
He's
already, after running on banning earmarks, he has already said, I'm getting all the pork I can for Kentucky. Hoo doggy!
God. No principles whatsoever.
And even if the DeMint moratorium passes, Republican senators could still push for earmarks, given the plan is non-binding and non-enforceable. And it, by the way, it's just a load of... It doesn't. The one thing Mitch McConnell's right about, it does not significantly address the deficit.
Right.
What does is the Bush tax cuts, which is what they're. I mean, it makes no sense. It's like arguing over math. It's all right. Let's go to Barry in New York. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bear.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
You brought up Daryl Issa, and you know something? I think he's right. There should be investigations. We should be investigating the accuracy and authenticity of his voting machines.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get right on that.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Let me flee.
Are you with me on investigating him for steroids, though? I just think we should start there. I just think that we shouldn't have...
He strikes me as a skinny man. I don't know what you saw.
He's built, right?
Well, there should be other things he should be investigated for. Maybe we should give him a urine test.
All right. Just why not? All right. I don't know what... You didn't watch the Mar show, the last one?
No.
He's big. I'm just saying he's very wide or something.
Well, suits make you look like that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Well, they don't.
Especially if they have, like, you know, Joan Collins-sized shoulder pads.
They don't make Rush Limbaugh look like that. They don't make Glenn Beck look like that.
Rush Limbaugh is corpulent.
They make them look like a tub of goo, like they are.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Kids, I think I've mentioned GoToMeeting to you. In this economy, I got to tell you, I can't imagine why anybody still travels for business. It is a profitability killer, and it's a giant pain in the ass.
It is.
May I just say. It's the holidays. Most of America will probably be traveling, but you can't afford to take that much time off these days. You still need to meet with colleagues and clients. GoToMeeting. That's why we recommend it here at the Stephanie Miller Show. GoToMeeting brought to you by Citrix. With GoToMeeting, all you need is an internet connection, and there you go. You're in a meeting with clients, colleagues, whoever. You can demonstrate, present, collaborate in real time. Do a PowerPoint. It takes 2 seconds to download. And the thing that I like, being a control freak, I take control of your desktop right from mine. Show you
nice.
Who's who and what's what. GoToMeeting, it's just like meeting in person even when you're miles away. We use it all the time here at Stephanie Miller Incorporated. Check it out. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. For this special offer, go to visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on that little try it free button there. Use the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. 18 minutes after the hour, we await a Hump Days with Hal.
He's on his way up.
As we all, I'm all at Twitter. As we continue
so
on.
So, see, he's all Twitter.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
And don't let those screeches bother me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I apologize for suggesting that he was late for any other reason except that he's the coolest man in the world. He was up all night with his band and he just came out on his motorcycle.
Steffi.
Oh, what's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Yes!
It's a rock and roll kind of a morning. I have...
you've got your old Lucy voice on. Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, we were screaming big yas and woes till now, actually. I actually rolled... it would be interesting, I suppose, if I, was in the studio and went home, and that didn't happen.
Slept.
I came straight.
No.
Yeah, nope.
Yes.
Came straight
no sleep.
From there. Very exciting.
So we can expect a maximum coherence by hour number three today.
Absolutely, yeah. When jelly brain sets in and the body just goes, I know what you want to do, but this is what you're going to do. Hal's head's on the countertop.
How are you feeling, Happy Clappy, since our little midterm? Whatever we want to call it.
Arguably, okay, here's the thing. These are the indisputable facts, as it were. What is it? Every president, save one in the last 80 years, has lost seats in the next midterm after their election.
Right.
Okay. And the chances that if they came in on a bigger mandate, the chances are even higher. In 94, total sweep. Huge.
Well, I think what they're talking about is the number of seats. They're saying it's the biggest blah, 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 blah.
Well, there's fewer, in Congress, there are fewer Democrats than there have been in quite some time. But as far as turnover of seats, it's smaller than 94, overall. They didn't lose the Senate. And this was, remember, supposed to be a tsunami. This was supposed to be, they were going to have the House and the Senate.
Right.
And it was a wave of conservatism. It was the fact that not only were they having...
And they're already fighting amongst themselves. Who's the Republican who already said, who literally said on record, Sarah Palin cost us the Senate.
Yeah. So
the Tea Party and Republican fighting has already started.
It's going to be a party. Remember, if you think liberals are upset with Obama about not going far enough on creating the health care bill, for example, wait till any of the teabaggers have to vote to raise the debt ceiling.
Yeah.
Or have to vote on an appropriations bill that they championed. I mean, Rand Paul is one of the first to go.
Yeah,
He's already
establishment. He's already in the Beltway, apparently.
Yeah. You didn't think I was serious about that libertarian nonsense, do you? That's my dad's stuff. I'm a senator from Kentucky now, which means I'm into crony capitalism.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with your rights. Remember, we all work and make things for rich people. This is the Rand Paul system now.
But as you and I, part of the unprofessional left, as we like to call ourselves, the happy clappy liberal set. I mean, there are some disturbing things, and I think that, you know, you and I have talked about some of them. There was a story yesterday about how women swung to Republicans. I mean,
and
but
gays.
The thing that third of gay people voted Republican, which which, by the way, Lily Tomlin and I talked about, and we'd all like to bitch slap you, and we mean that in a loving way.
Me.
No, the gays.
No,
the
yes. I mean, it's stunning. I mean, it's stunning to me in this cycle. And you and I have this conversation all the time.
Yeah.
But about, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
These are people that you voted in that not only don't want you to get married or serve in the military, they don't want you to teach. They don't want you, not be, bullied in school.
No, they, I mean, these.
They are specifically fighting the anti-bullying legislation to not include gay.
Right. Because they think that makes it easier for gays to choose to be who they are. This, and by the way, we don't have gay marriage yet. Why would that be? There literally is a shooting of the own of our own foot element on the left that we've dealt with for a long time. This is we know this, and the concept of the swing voter in this country, the independent who makes up their mind 10 minutes before the election, is a more dangerous element these days, largely because the Tea Partiers are finding this out to some degree, is because they don't have a coherent reason why they're voting one way or another. They're just voting as if it's American Idol. They're just showing up and going, I don't like
the economy
him.
Bad.
I'm not,
right.
Yeah, I'm voting right. against the Adam Lambert because he's too gay, and I'm voting for Chris Allen. This is the mentality that's driving them, honest to God.
And that's how you get winners like Chris Allen.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but honestly, that's the thing we're dealing with, I think, in the swing voter crowd more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming more acute. The only remedy is getting people to educate themselves and act on that long term. And that's really hard. And it's especially hard for progressives.
Well, I mean, the story today about how incredibly, which is kind of funny, and not funny, ha. But funny, mm-hmm. ironic, and this, the whole brouhaha over Keith Olbermann. We'll talk to, Carl Frisch next hour about this. He wrote a great piece about Fox News is in every quantitative way an arm of the Republican Party. They are organized. They are fundraisers. They are the megaphone for the Republican Party, and it certainly had an effect in this cycle.
Yep.
It's like Bill Maher was saying to Bill O'Reilly at him on the other night. He's like, well, the American people believe this, 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 and this, all of which were completely untrue.
Right.
Why do you think that is, Bill? Where do you think they got that information?
Keep in mind, not just there, too, though, because CNN, I think, is more culpable, honestly, than Fox is in some cases, is that they report on the message more than they report on the thing. They spend a lot of time going, the president has lost control of the message. The president is not getting his party's point across. What do you think about that Republican strategist, so-and-so? And they bring,
right.
And then
we'll have to leave it there.
Yeah, and they argue about whether or not he's conversing about what he's doing well enough.
Right.
Instead of going, but, the fact is, he's right. They never say that, even though that is the case.
Yeah.
That's the maddening part.
Like, there's an opinion on whether extending the Bush tax cuts is going to add 700,
right.
Billion, trillion, zillion. 29 minutes after the hour. More Hump Days with Hal next on the Stephanie Miller Show. you and
Stephanie Miller
had a thing.
A thing? That's a polite way of saying I tapped her like a pony keg. Banged her around so much I lost my deposit.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere in the midst of Hump Days with Hal. Hey, all y'alls in Minneapolis. Hal's going to be there this weekend.
That's true.
You could be subjected to a Charmageddon of your own. A charm offensive of which there is no equal.
There really isn't. I mean, I almost had to perform in the middle of the Mall of America. My act is so big.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
in that little Knott's Berry Farm...
mini playground thing that they have in there.
With the roller coasters?
Nope. My only goal is when I go there is to, of course, ride around on a motorcycle in front of 7th Avenue and First...
Just like Prince.
Yeah. And then take Apollonia on a ride into the woods and make her purify herself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
His Prince impression is coming back.
And there's more information at the calendar section of HalSparks.com.
Look at you.
Hey.
It's true.
Or on the HalSparks iPhone app.
Yeah. Chris.
Okay.
I love
Sue
you.
Sue in Rockville, Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I hope everyone is good, especially Hal.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you little trollop.
He needs a little
Sue,
please.
You are a little... You're a little minx.
Listen, that pig, Daryl Issa, every time he opens his mouth, people need to refer to the fact two things. Number one, that in 2008, he called the 9/11 attacks a New York plane crash, and he said that he can't vote for any money for responders. He can't see why it would be appropriate. This is a quote, to do this every single time a similar situation happens, which quite frankly includes any urban terrorist. He said the destruction of the World Trade Center did not involve a dirty bomb or chemical weapon designed to make people sick. It was simply an aircraft.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Great. And people need to hold him accountable for that.
Yeah.
And people around the country also have to know what you know, which is this crying baby. I guess that's why Sir John of Orange, the other crying baby, loves him so much. You know, that he cried like a baby when he didn't get his way. I mean, he bankrolled the recall of Gray Davis.
Yep.
He thought he was going to walk into the governorship, and then Arnold showed up.
That's how we got Arnold. Thank you, Daryl Issa. Mm-hmm.
So this guy's a pig, and I'm going to send you the link to the awful things he's done.
Yeah,
he was on
Real Time.
Yes, I saw him.
And really trying to play nice.
I know.
And trying to pretend like, you know, we're not really big fighters. We don't do all this stuff. That's
crap.
Please. He's like one of the most partisan guys out there.
And it's strictly because they have a media strategy, and their media strategy is... they know their voters only watch Fox. So when you go on Fox, you just chuck red meat at your hardline constituents. And then you go on other shows, CNN, even MSNBC or things like Real Time, and you play nice. And they know on your side that you're lying for Jesus.
Yep,
exactly. You can just say whatever you want. And
by the way, speaking of rich Republican... Californians. Eric in Ohio, Steph, the mystery of the UFO seen over the skies of California has been solved. It wasn't a ballistic missile or an airplane. It was Megan Whitman's head. It exploded when she found out losing doesn't mean she gets the $150 million back. That's what that was.
It
was her giant forehead.
She kicked an Asian underling and into the atmosphere. And
she launched an Asian underling from her backyard rocket launcher. She's gone beyond shoving.
Listen,
when you lose $150 million, you're beyond shoving. You're launching people at that point.
Exactly. You know what she's done?
She lost an Asian underling to Asia.
And she probably,
exactly.
She probably built one of those things, catapults in her backyard like Mel Brooks had in the end, you know, as the French king.
Yes.
You know, when he's launched. What about the peasants? I love them. They're my people. Pull!
Susan in Canton, Ohio.
Chucking the help into the sky.
You don't need gas money. I'll just launch you there.
Right.
Hi, Susan.
Hello. Here I am in Ohio, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? Oh, my God.
Ay vey. You're in boner land.
We're not just depressed about the national outcomes, but we're also depressed about the local outcomes.
Yep.
You know, we have Rob Portman, who was in Bush's administration.
Yeah, Susan, I've gotten a lot of email from Ohio people just going, help me. Mm-hmm.
John Kasich, our new governor.
Yep, he killed that train for you. There goes all those jobs.
He wants to privatize the public schools. I taught in the public schools for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
A gay woman that I am.
Oh, my God.
See there. Now you know why he wants to privatize it.
Yeah, to get
there. Yeah, really. So, Stephanie, wow. I heard you say the other day people could come and live with you.
Sure, yes. I meant Hal Sparks' house. All right. But, you know, we have dangers.
Hey.
We have dangers out here. We got Asian underlings being launched left and right.
Yeah, exactly.
Might fall on you. We got dangers out here.
Right.
Meg Whitman's mad.
And she's not welcome anywhere else.
We might have to lock her in the shed like Old Yeller for a while.
Oh,
right?
Dear.
She's foaming at the mouth and...
Oh, God, it's Jan and Amherst, my right-wing bunt cake. Hi, Jan.
Hi, guys. Hi, Hal. Hi, Mooks. Hal, it's amazing how we're always talking about the message and, you know, you just poo-poo. No, listen, you poo-poo the fact that Fox, how many viewers does Fox have in a night? You know, guys know?
I don't know.
It depends on the show.
Depends on what show,
millions.
Right, Bill O'Reilly, who's tops in cable, okay, how many viewers?
I don't know. What's your point?
Well, I'm just going to say it's probably between 10 and 15 million. How many people are
No,
there
it's
in
not
United
that many.
States?
No, it's
That's
not.
That's crazy.
Oh, God, no.
No, dear God, no. Yeah, I think I think, what is it, Chris? The highest shows are like a million or two, maybe? I don't know.
A million or two, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, no, then that even more validates my point. So you're telling me that 1/3 of 1% of the population, okay, that listens, sways the other 97% to believing that whatever Obama...
Yes, John, a lot of the political conversations, unfortunately, people go, oh, I heard that, meaning they heard it on Fox. Or,
right.
Oh, I read it on the internet.
And CNN will reference stories on Fox as if they are validated when they are frankly not. The other aspect is, of course, is that they own radio. The right wing owns radio across this country, you know, 800-1. It's insane. And on those stations... the only one that isn't on Fox News is Rush, for the most part. Every other major talking head on right-wing radio is a Fox commentator, so they have two audiences a day.
Well, that's okay. That's fine. Listen.
Well, you're asking how do all these lies get into? Because if you look at polling, the majority of people, you know, unfortunately, believe these lies that are started by Fox News. They're amplified by right-wing radio. And, you know, I don't mind a fair fight, John. If we're fighting about, you know, facts, and you go, this is a fact, and we believe this, and you believe that, the problem is a lot of people voted based on lies.
Do you think in your wildest imagination that people like myself, I don't think I'm an idiot.
Well, an idiot would never think they were an idiot. Not saying you are one, but,
yes.
I mean, theoretically.
No. I mean, I've seen idiocy, but all I'm saying is that do you really think that we are so stupid that we just don't get it, and it's a majority?
No, I don't think it's. I don't think it's stupidity. I think it's being constantly bombarded with information that is factually inaccurate.
Right.
But what I'm saying is,
John, let me just throw one at you. Let me throw one at you. One of the polls, whatever that just came out, 8% of us. Americans, 8% of Americans know that 95% of us got a tax cut under Barack Obama. I mean, the problem is because they covered the tea parties endlessly with them all talking and screaming about taxes.
But I'm a person who is one of these, a tax on one is a tax on all, because it really does filter through the system one way or another. And you guys act like...
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Hold on.
No, rich people have had these tax cuts for these last 8 years.
Tax.
Where are the jobs?
A tax on one is a tax on all. So you mean if you raise rich people's taxes,
raises yours.
Well, let me just explain one thing about business. If I'm sitting there and I'm a real rich guy, and all of a sudden the mandate from the government comes in and says, you're going to have to pay an additional 5%, that is construed as a cost of doing business. Now, most rich guys, because they are rich, don't just eat it. They're not going to say, well, that's okay. I, for the good of the country, I'm going to eat it. What they do is they say, well,
so we're
it's
being,
a cost of doing
business. I hear what you're saying. But
so
how
did anybody do business when under Eisenhower, where tax rates were 90% or when they were 70% under...
Which was the single greatest industrial growth in the country, and under Bill Clinton, for example, when these rates were at the point that they're going to go back to, which had a higher job growth rate by a factor of I think five.
And by the way, you don't have to be a billionaire to incorporate. You can get the tax
breaks that way as well.
Well, you also during the 70s when they lowered the rates from 90 down, the people in the higher tax bracket could shelter just about every bit of their money. I used to sell tax shelters as a Series 7 broker, so I know that there was ways to go around the tax system. You could literally take your 90%.
You made your living off of it. You made your living helping rich people take their money out of the country, even though they benefited from the system here, the intellectual property rights, the infrastructure.
Please.
Yes.
There used to be limited partnerships where people could get involved in drilling and everything like that. They could shelter income. There were tons of things like that. Real estate, housing, when it was a lot easier. Listen, I knew a little bit about the tax code, but I'm going to...
Yeah, well, very little bit. And here's the thing.
John, have you noticed that right-wingers always have a tone of condescension when they explain business to liberals?
We do not.
Look, you can't tell me you know a thing or two about the Titanic when all you know about is the holes. Ultimately, what you're talking about is that this is a complicated tax system. Nobody's disagreeing with that. And there are a lot of loopholes that people get out through. But what you're arguing for is because those loopholes exist, we allow rich people to take advantage of those loopholes. And if we raise their tax rate back to the rate it was during a significantly comfortable era of growth, the 90s specifically, in this country, for business, a huge move forward in the stock market, huge move forward for investment in the country, because we have to fear that they're going to take those jobs overseas. We have to leave it there. Otherwise, you're arguing for fiefdom. This is what you're arguing for. That the serfs can't piss off the lord because he'll not let us farm here anymore.
Jim, is it my imagination that they think we really don't know anything?
Stephanie.
Business.
You don't.
How? Remember that time?
Never run a business.
Remember that time Ed Schultz and I were on Larry King and Georgette Moschbauer said, "Listen, you don't know about business. You." And we're like, we are businesses. As Jim pointed out, I incorporated through LegalZoom.com.
Yes.
Thank you. I typed Stephanie in the box.
What? Huh? Who doesn't?
Come on. Hey, now.
If they haven't, they're thinking about it
right now.
All right, 45. Oh,
Hal. Let me explain something to you. You think you know every... Well, you do. But that's not the point.
This is like getting a lecture on finances from the guy in the joke who stabs himself with a fork. The hell with your canoe. That's really... That's his legal position.
And half the mattress was gone.
This guy sold tax shelters to people so they could cheat, they could get around paying their taxes legitimately.
Complaining about the tax code.
Right.
Yes.
That it's too harsh on Rick. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. 46 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Perfect. Why? Because I'm here with two smart, sexy, hunky
and then Jim
slaps
showed up.
Of liberal man meat. Oh, you. Your microphone's been taken away,
what?
Chris LeBoy. 51 minutes after the hour. I only have so many to go around.
That's right.
1-800-STEP.
I bet you Sean Hannity has plenty of microphones. The irony that he never has anybody on, just parrot whatever he says.
Yeah, there must be some sort of law. That's too many liberals all at once. We can't have that many thoughts. All right. Oh, Jim Ward has some thoughts on the missile.
Oh, well, yeah. It's, okay. First of all, vapor trail my ass.
Right.
If anyone has
had a nickel for every time I've heard you say that.
Yeah.
You could see the flame coming out of the back of the rocket. You can see the launch point, which appeared to be in the ocean somewhere. Mm-hmm.
It's just coming over the horizon, Jim.
It's an optical illusion.
It's just an optical illusion. It looks a lot like...
And then they showed a chemtrail to illustrate what a vapor trail looks like and how it could be mistaken for that.
You're right.
And if you're not familiar with the whole chemtrail thing, that's a whole show. But
exactly. But it's like showing... It's like saying, that wasn't a bear. Look, here's a picture of Bigfoot.
Yes. Right, exactly.
That's not a bear either.
You speculated it could be Richard Branson. Who knows?
If it could be a private person, if Richard Branson could build his own spaceship, there's probably someone
there's
out there.
Nutneck,
that
know,
missile
somewhere.
Could have cost $1 million and had a couple of friggin' sharks.
$1 million.
I think there's somebody probably on a monitor talking to members of the Pentagon right now going, that's just the beginning, gentlemen.
You know, I have one simple request. And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
Maybe
and
it did.
Coming out of their ass.
It came from the ocean. It could have had a couple of sharks. Mandy!
Yeah.
Chicago.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I have a theory about the missile in California. I think it's that crazy teabag lady from Delaware who's on vacate. She can be out and proud as a witch now. She's just flying around on her broomstick just having a ball, tackling about the Constitution and...
They set the
thingies.
There you go.
They set the straw on her broom on fire.
What a world!
What a world!
Stanley in Cleveland. Hi, Stanley.
Good morning. Hey, I work with a hardcore teabagger. I've had to listen to him bitch and complain for the last 2 years, and he's still not happy after last week.
Oh, it'll get worse. Believe me, my friend. Wait till, if you think, he never lost faith with Obama. He hated him before he even did anything. Imagine what's going to happen when the people he voted for, who he championed to show Obama who's boss, start handing this country over to multinational, non-American corporations.
Ni hao.
Well, he'll find an out for that. He'll blame somebody. But anyway, his talking points, you bring up the whole thing about extending tax cuts, and there's always a simplistic answer. It never fails. I mean, his one latest thing was, has a poor person ever offered you a job? You know, that's like the whole thing about don't give rich people tax cuts. But the thing is, I bring it up. We're like, okay, all right, fine. Who's going to pay for the tax cuts? And you know, we all know it's Social Security, Medicare, and the military. He says, absolutely. We take away Social Security and Medicare. And I'm like, the hardcore guys are absolutely on board about eliminating those programs.
Oh,
yeah.
They need it.
It's scary. It's frightening. And, you know, I know he's got parents. I know he's got relatives who rely on this stuff. I just don't think they realize what they're saying.
They don't.
It's unbelievable.
They have
political suicide for these guys. And by the way, the latest talking point, he was hammering this yesterday, and I'm curious what he'll say when I get into the office. he's convinced that we are going to bail out California. I don't know who's spreading that, if it's Beck or Savage, but that's his latest obsession, is that the country is going to, quote, bail out California. So keep that in mind, everybody.
Yep, yeah, that's coming next. All right, yeah, meanwhile, all they're fighting for is to give tax cuts to people like Richard Branson so he can launch yet another missile off the coast of California.
The irony that if they did end up bailing out California, it's because we weren't able to balance our own budget for three basic reasons, according to them. One, we lost all that revenue from gay marriage. Two, we couldn't tax and regulate pot and have that as an extra source of income. And you need 60 votes to raise taxes here, and the Republicans have basically been choking the government over the last...
And thanks to Daryl Issa, who got rid of Gray Davis, we had Governor Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot.
Who helped us get to... Oh, by the way, Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
If people are screaming on one side, you know, we shouldn't spend any more money, and the other side, they'll spend all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. The other side was screaming, hey, let's go into Iraq and continue with the war and in Afghanistan. And the other side, no, let's pull out of Iraq. There were people that were against... having sex with themselves, and then there were people that want to have sex with everybody. All the extreme things. It was wacky, the whole thing. It was really wacky.
Wacky.
And the things of this nature. None of these things. They were all wacky.
They're wacky.
He's pro-groping of other people and yourself.
Man.
He doesn't understand this whole election.
I like the groping and things of this nature, but then the boys and the girls and the girls and the girls.
He's right in the middle.
Not the boys and the boys so much, but on general principle, I like the groping and these kinds of things of this nature.
Mark in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Steph. Your show rocks.
Thank you.
So, here's the thing. If the left is as crazy as the right, I'd love to know where the liberals toting guns outside oil refineries and making death threats to oil execs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to know where the truthers are on MSNBC 24/7 talking about how it was all an inside job. We are not loud bullies. We denounce this crap. The best fix news can dig up is a fake journalist as a fake pimp doing a fake investigation on Acorn.
Yep.
Where is it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It ain't there.
Yep. Well, you know, as Bill Maher said, to conflate Glenn Beck and Keith Olbermann, Keith Olbermann tries to report facts. Glenn Beck is close to playing with his own poo.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much
Keith,
it. That
Keith
it
Olbermann, my future husband, by the way, back last night.
I owe you three apologies. Foremost, for having subjected you to all this unnecessary drama. Another, for not having known by observation, since it's not in my contract, that NBC had rules about getting permission for making political donations, even though any rule like that in any company is probably not legal.
Oh, there's that.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, and then people think he was giving me a coded I love you message because he said, where are the jobs, boner? Which I say,
right.
I think he still likes me and wants to date me.
A whiner.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Welcome home, honey. 58 minutes after the hour, right
honey,
back.
Honey, I'm home.
With Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 6 minutes after the hour. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward, and me, Stephanie Miller. Hal Sparks live in studio with us. We are video streaming on HalSparks.com.
It's true.
I just let out a giant belch what they got to hear during the commercial break.
It's true.
And someone thought Hal farted.
It's true.
You got blamed.
I know.
Okay.
Because it was that, it was so, there's no way that came out of a mouth, was basically like, how is that possible? There are no wild animals in the studio. Clearly, what was that noise?
You encourage me. You always look at me and say, who's a big girl?
Who's a big girl?
Yay!
Who's a big girl?
Okay. Thomas emailed me at thestephaniemiller.com. Steph, have you seen this on the Facebook? You're a big aficionado of the Facebook and the Twitter and the iPad and the Flavin. And
Whatever.
Absolutely.
If you rearrange the letters in Tea Party, Republicans add just a few more letters, it spells shut the up, you freeloading, progress-brocking, benefit-grabbing, resource-sucking, violent, hypocritical douchebags, and deal with the fact that you nearly wrecked the country under Bush and our president is black. Get used to it.
I think it's a little more than a few letters, I think.
Rearrange it's a
your
anagrams
are showing, doctor.
All right. Hey, guess what? It's time for Frisch. Yeah.
Frisch. Carl.
Carl Frisch. Exciting. For Media Matters for America. So inviting to me. We're dancing to the Frisch jingle. Hello. Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Let's. You know what? You're all over the right wing world, so let's dive in, shall we?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're even more in it this week than ever.
Yeah, you're soaking in it. All right. Steve Hayes, first of all, on the Brit Bear.
I don't think Republicans should make any apologies for the fact that tax hikes as tax hikes should be off the table. It seeds the debate about the size and scope of government to the Democrats. If you suddenly say, well, we should consider these tax hikes, and I guarantee you when the Deficit Commission comes out, you're going to have professional Washington scolds like David Gergen and others saying, oh, these Republicans aren't serious because they won't raise your taxes. Well, there's a reason that they don't want to raise your taxes, and it's because it gives away the argument about the size and scope of the government from the beginning. Don't raise taxes. Cut spending and cut it in serious ways.
The only way you can do it in a serious way is to let the tax cuts
it's
expire.
It's not a tax hike.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They were set to expire.
Oh,
well, you know, this is coming from a guy who probably thinks that whenever you cut taxes, the economy grows.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not even trickle-down economics. That's trickle-down economics. And
but, you know, it's like professional Washington scolds. It's like, oh, you mean people that do actual math and go, this is the only way to significantly reduce the deficit?
Secondly, am I missing something? these tax breaks, that's what they really are. They weren't cuts. They were breaks. They were just for a certain window of people, for the most part. These expire.
4%, by the way.
Right. These expire. And when they were instigated, we lost jobs from the day they were added in a huge amount. And now they're set to expire. In the 90s, we put on a lot of jobs.
Math is a liberal bias.
Oh, that's why.
There you go. All right. Rush Limbaugh.
Didn't we just have a poll, 30-some-odd percent of the people think he's a Muslim?
Yes.
And the religion writer at AOL claims that he is religiously fluent and a committed Christian. This is a spoof. Obama, a committed Christian? I'm sorry. You can't say that somebody's a committed Christian when 30% of the country wonders whether or not he is a Muslim.
And why
because
would they wonder
that? Because of you, boom.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. This comes from a guy who calls him Imam Obama. Yeah. And here's the other question. I know a lot of people think a lot of different things about Rush Limbaugh. That doesn't necessarily make them true.
Right.
I think I'll trust the president on this one. And, at the end of nearing the tail end of the Iraq war when George Bush was still president, 20% of the American people still supported the war and still supported the president. You can get 20 to 30% of this country to believe anything you want.
Uh-huh. Well, if you look at Ann Coulter, for example, there's probably 30% of the country who thinks she's a man, but that's not going to change her plumbing. She's not going to say she's not a committed woman because...
She could prove it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Even then, they still wouldn't be convinced.
You're not, CGI. Whip it out.
Yeah.
Okay, Glenn Beck on the radio.
I'm not asking you tonight to say that George Soros is, that you have to take my word, that he is collapsing our dollar,
okay,
and that he is subverting the Constitution and planning for a collapse of this regime.
Ah, sure. Why wouldn't he?
You'll just have to take his word for it, Carl, because why wouldn't you?
I've been talking to George Soros, a lot lately since he controls everything and since Media Matters is all powerful.
Can't not.
Yeah, I mean, they would blame George Soros for just about anything. I mean, if you watch Glenn Beck's little special, and people can find out a lot more about it at MediaMatters.org, they even call him a Nazi sympathizer, from the time he was 13 years old. It's absolutely ridiculous.
He's a Hungarian
Glenn
Jew.
Glenn Beck is unhinged, and he's crazy, and he's paranoid.
Yes. And I guess we should point out he is a Holocaust survivor on top.
Right.
Okay. All right. I have the
George
sense.
George Soros, not Glenn Beck.
Right.
Yes.
In his mind, maybe.
We got lost in pronoun land.
Pardon
there
me.
For a second.
I have a sense, Carl Frisch, that Bill O'Reilly is talking about you here.
You may have heard some far left loons define the Fox News Channel as a network in business to promote the Republican Party.
Yes.
That, of course, is nonsense.
That's obviously.
I take everything back I've ever thought, read, or said. Bill said it's nonsense. So
that's good enough. And he read it off a teleprompter that he hadn't seen until it literally rolled past his face.
Well, Carl, he must be referring to this article that you wrote, which I think is fabulous, by the way. You talk about the midterms. Who was the big winner in this the midterms? The Republican Party? No. Former half-governor Sarah Palin? Not hardly. Speaker-in-waiting Boehner? Nope. Tea Party movement? Think again. Tuesday night's big winner? Undoubtedly Fox News. It did more than just about anybody to weaken President Obama, peel off Senate seats, and wrestle control of the U.S. House from Democrats. But, you go on to note how, it just is provably an arm of the Republican Party.
Well, yeah. I mean, take for a moment, and okay, so Keith Olbermann gave some money, and Joe Scarborough gave some money, and Ed Schultz did some stuff, and okay, so a spattering of stuff at MSNBC. You have 30 personalities at Fox News endorsing, raising money, giving contributions, going to rallies for, plugging, hosting 600 occasions. At least 600 occasions in 47 states for Republicans.
Can I have my historical film strip music? Because, Carl Frisch, in case you have forgotten recent history, I had forgotten some of this, Carl, but you noted right after Obama was elected, a Fox News vice president called Fox the voice of the opposition. Roger Ailes described his network's role as the Alamo. And then you talk
which
about...
I always thought was interesting. I mean, they were basically likening the Obama administration then to Mexican armies.
Yes.
And they were also saying that they were about to die. I don't know if Ailes knew what the Alamo was, but...
Well, in all fairness...
And then you talk about the early days of the Tea Party movement, how they endlessly promoted it. They actually called the original ones FNC, Tax Day Tea Parties.
Yep.
Right. Well, you know, if you want to watch the old... You know, like, I'm a fond believer in keeping family videos. And, you know, you can watch the old family videos of the Tea Party movement in the Fox News archives.
Mm-hmm. Right. They were brought to you by Fox News. You then talk about the town halls. We remember all this is where all these lies about health care started. And Fox News, as you say, their personalities repeatedly praise the disruptions and encourage viewers to join the right-wing fun. You remember how ugly those town halls were.
My personal favorite was when they had a list of the Democratic town halls, and then they said, you know, we looked for a Republican list, but we didn't have one.
Yeah, right.
So it was like,
right.
We know where we want you to go. Just go there.
Right.
And this is not, you know, just to set aside the myth, this is not just Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, the opinion host, so to speak. This is virtually every program on the network.
Yeah.
Virtually every personality on the network had some part in this.
Well, thank you. Let me give you the rest of the Carl Frisch fun facts from CarlFrisch.com in this fabulous article. In the light of the Keith Olbermann kerfluffle, Fox News contributors Gingrich, Palin, Huckabee, Santorum raised an astonishing $33.1 million in this election cycle to help fund the candidates of their choice. Karl Rove, of course, another Fox contributor, raised and spent an astonishing $38 million to help elect Republicans. Palin, you point out, told Christine O'Donnell to speak through Fox News. Sharon Engels, on television, she goes on Fox because they'll let her plug her website endlessly for contributions. Mm-hmm. And then News Corp itself, as you again point out, donated $1.25 million to the Republican Governors Association, another million to the Chamber of Commerce to elect Republicans. And then, you know, tellingly at the end of your article, you say don't expect the right-wing news network to rest on its laurels. It has a president to defeat in 2 years. So good, great stuff, Carl, and stuff that we really need to keep in mind.
Where are your far left loons?
Well, you know, it's all there. You, like you said, you can find it at carlfrisch.com or follow me on Twitter, Carl Frisch. But the point is that Fox News is not going to stop anytime soon. Just because they won the House of Representatives does not mean this is over.
No.
You know, they've got a couple Tea Party candidates that didn't do so well that they'll probably have to give jobs to. But after the HR department is done with them, they'll put them right on television to try and take down this president. Because, you know, who got his marching orders from Fox News is Mitch McConnell, and he said that's the number one goal for the next 2 years.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I mean, you know, the story about Lindsey Graham was terrified. Fox would report that he was negotiating or even talking about, climate legislation.
Isn't News Corp the parent corporation owned by basically two foreign nationals, essentially?
Yes.
I mean, I know that it's there's a little bit of slipshod citizenship going on with. You know, with Murdoch, but the
well,
other...
Rupert's an American citizen.
Right.
Prince Al-Waleed is not.
Right.
Well, who's he?
Murdoch even gave money to Meg Whitman's campaign for governor in California because she really needed the money.
Totally.
Yes.
$175 million. And then he gave $2,500 to the Republican Senate Majority Fund. So, you know, it goes all the way to the top, and it goes all the way through to the bottom.
Carl Frisch, hang on, because you'll never guess who the target is by name in the rest of right-wing world. Carl Frisch.
Uh-oh.
Carl Frisch.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
We'll be right back with Carl Frisch talking about Carl Frisch being targeted in right-wing world as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny any dime a dozen two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problem.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. Hal Sparks is reclining sexily in a lawn chair that you can see on HalSparks.com.
It's very comfortable. This is the most comfortable I've ever
been. He was up all night with his band, and he's just, you know. All right, kicking back. Carl Frisch in the upright position.
As far as we know.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Jim.
We don't know what you're doing, Carl. All right. So you heard about this on the, what is that, Red Eye, the overnight Fox monstrosity thing?
Yes, I sure did.
Well, here's the outrage of this, is they used tape of you on my show last week without identifying that it was the
Stephanie Miller
radio program.
The nerve.
How dare they mention you and not me. Anyway, here they are.
Show you how the elections have destroyed the minds of some people. This is Carl Frisch. He's at Media Matters. This is him describing the results.
Let's look at the Tea Party. The Tea Party is the core Republican platform right there in front of you on steroids. And what that tells you is that the Republican Party was rejected. They won some elections yesterday, but a lot of those margins are like 3 and 4 point margins. Some of them are even closer.
That's like saying that San Francisco Giants lost the World Series because they only won by 3 runs, you d***. That makes no sense at all.
You what? What did they bleep there, douchebag. I wonder, Carl?
Douchebag.
Oh, douchebag?
Yeah.
Really?
Hmm. That's interesting. So, they have to bleep the word douchebag.
Well, yeah, I'm just surprised that they actually have anybody watching to censor anything there.
Keep in mind, sometimes they censor those things to make people excited about what you may have said.
Right.
They'll go, oh, he called him something even worse. Like, you know.
Yeah, but
well, you know, the crazy thing about this audio is that they're saying that I'm ridiculous for saying that Republicans were rejected. And then they play that clip where I said, let's look at the Tea Party, blah, 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 blah. 3 or 4 point margin, some are even closer. What was the very next thing I said? The very next thing I said in the continuing right after that, same thought. So they won some elections yesterday, but you dig a little deeper into the polls and you'll find that people are not thrilled with the Republican Party, and the point is they were voting to send Democrats a message. When I say Republican Party was rejected, I'm talking about the exit polling that shows Republicans are still less popular than Democrats.
Yeah.
And I think that means they were rejected.
Right, which, by the way, Carl, since then, a lot of Republicans have admitted that this is not a mandate for Republicans, that they hate both of us equally. This was, you know, about the economy. It is
a mandate for lunacy on the right to take such a thing out of context, especially when they attack Media Matters for taking them out of context. Yet Media Matters posts transcripts, entire videos. We let people finish their thoughts. We put the content before and after the clip that we're going after.
You know what? I'm going to interrupt you right there. You know what? I'm going
to leave it there.
You know, we're going to have to leave it there. No.
All right. So, and then they...
Yeah, go ahead.
And then they had Andrew Breitbart on. I guess this was all an opportunity to make a gay joke about you.
Yeah. He's just Soros but conservative. So you can't talk about Soros and Soros and Soros and then talk about grassroots and then just ignore the billionaire in the room. Go, Andy.
That was Carl Frisch inside of your body, right?
No, I am inside Carl Frisch's body. And what I do on my weekends is none of your business, sir.
Well, Google him. So
No, I don't want people to see those pictures.
It gets better. It gets better. It's funny because whenever Andrew Breitbart goes after me on Twitter, and shameless plug, people can find me at Carl Frisch on Twitter.
Sure,
whenever
he goes
after me on Twitter,
and it's a good time.
He always points out the fact that I'm gay. Every single time. Almost every single time. So he's obviously preoccupied with it. And he always says, why didn't you attack this local Democratic Party official who called me gay? And I said, you know, anytime somebody's called gay in a mean way, I think it's wrong and despicable. But at the same time, Andrew Breitbart should get rid of all the homophobes that write for his websites if he really does care about the issue.
Yes.
So, you know.
It is ironic since they take all of those groups take so much money from the Koch brothers, which technically makes them Koch suckers. Do you know what I'm saying?
They're sort of wacky doodle.
Carl Frisch doing the Lord's work at carlfrisch.com and Media Matters. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Talk to you soon. All right, there we go. They're sucking off that Koch brothers' teeth, you know, endlessly.
Are they?
Endlessly. Could I have my squeezy music, please? Jim, I have some pervert stack just to distract us from the horror of right-wing world. We have a little pervert stack. Al Sparks, here we go.
Okay.
A manager...
Why do you look at me like that when you say that? Okay.
Because you're laying there so seductively. A manager at the Twin Rivers Mobile Home Park in Florida accused a tenant of deliberately exposing his testicles to her during a meeting about back rent owned to the park.
So...
She met with the 77-year-old
mobile
park home resident about overdue bills.
Well, if he's 77, it might have been inadvertent.
Can I pay him with these overdue bowls?
They might have been dragging on the ground.
Yeah, they might have just had high waters on, and they were just kind of they made their way out.
And tried to work out a payment plan. She stated at that time his testicles and the tip of his were exposed through the bottom of his shorts. The manager said she tried to ignore him and continue the meeting. When he placed his hand on his testicles and tucked them back into his shorts.
Oh, good man.
The reported back rent owner then extracted his genitals from the other side of his shorts. So he was sort of playing a little circus balloon animals game there.
It was like whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
The man who wasn't arrested denied exposing himself. "I wear underwear, sir," he was quoted as telling me.
Sure you do. Very loose-fitting underwear, apparently.
Yeah.
Now, if you get one part of your junk hanging out one leg and the other's on the other side, that's something.
Yeah. Then
you,
that's kind of like porno balloon animals.
What a decision.
I actually needed the circus music for that. Here they are over here. Whoa, go they are. Whoa, 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 on the other side. Hey.
The flying genitalia, brother.
Major Nelson, first you're over here, now you're over there.
29 minutes after the hour. Right back with more Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, God. You don't think she's having sex?
No, if her body temperature rises, the dot turns purple. I paid extra for that option. I can also explode her breasts at any time.
Good.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. Oh, Pervert Stack Part 2. Hang on. Uh-oh. In honor of a Hump Days with Hal.
I'm going to sitting up. This is too pervy.
A sales manager in the United Kingdom chased a female colleague around the office, put her across his knee and spanked her, as well as encouraging other women to grab his genitals.
Okay.
Peter Smith also sat female staff on his knee and looked at sex toys and blow-up dolls on the Internet. It sounds like any other morning here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Jim's always inviting me over to view whatever his...
I didn't know Bill O'Reilly broadcast from England.
Here's my favorite part of the story. She claimed Mr. Smith successfully encouraged female staff to feel his genitals.
Damn.
Oh. Okay. Good for
They're
him.
They're flooded with job applications in that office now.
They're all, Russian women in desperate need of a living.
Would you like to grab my... Why, yes, I would.
Well, I didn't know that was an option. Why? Wait, let me see. Grab your junk or finish these TPS reports. I'll grab your junk. Guess who's going home early? That was easy.
Robin in Niagara Falls, you're on the
3-minute workday.
Hi, Stephanie.
Yes. Robin, I routinely make the men here touch my ass. Is that not true?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, make is kind of a strong word. Mm. Allow.
Allow, yes. Strongly encourage.
Yes.
Hello, Robin.
From Lockhart.
Yes, Robin, go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Shh.
Yeah, I'm calling about this the election cycle this season. It's just like Dancing with the Stars. Have you noticed?
Well, you referred to it as a season. That should tell us something. But yes.
Well, the peacemakers are keeping Bristol on, and they're voting all the good people off, just like the current election cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Hal, you were saying that this is like this is what it's become, like this a reality show. We're just like, no, we don't pay you now. Yeah. Okay, the
independents are voting as if they have a TiVo remote in their hand. Like they just, meh.
I don't like this channel. Meh.
And then when they go, by the way, then they'll go back to the other show because it was better than what they flipped to.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, no, tired of watching this, and then because it's too boring for them, so they go something else and like this sucked, and they try to go back to the other show and it's gone, and they're like mad later, except in a huge governmental
suddenly they're
way.
Stuck on Hot or Not or whatever.
There's no return button on my remote.
Robert in Albuquerque, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Robert.
Hi. Your stories about old folks with their junk hanging out is basically every resident of the nursing homes I used to manage. And it wasn't exclusive to men either. We had some prolapsed uteruses.
Oh, thanks for that.
Anyway, now that you guys can barf up your breakfast.
Thanks.
I don't think the playing field is very level when it comes to cable television. How does Fox News get on basic cable on the basic cable package yet?
MSNBC is on the premium cable package. You know, I mean, that drives me nuts.
It's not an accident.
There's millions of viewers right
there. Yeah, you have to pay for it. Some people told me up to, I forget the price, but it's pretty pricey. And I mean, particularly in this economy.
You have to add the entire other package to get it. And it's a fascinating thing. And a lot of cable systems leave it off. A lot of hotel chains intentionally black it out.
Right.
Because they can turn off any station, no matter what the cable package is. So you'll
The Fox is always there.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's true. When I travel around, you literally can get Fox anywhere. And exactly.
Anywhere you go in Texas, if you go to a hotel, you're not getting MSNBC in the hotel.
Hmm. Yeah. Gee, what are these corporate interests who own the cable?
Evan in
Comcast wants to.
Evan and Cabin John. Hello, Evan.
Hey. Let's switch from cable to live. I owe you a big thank you because I subscribed to your show. I found out that Hal Sparks was coming to Washington to do a live show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went down to see it last Saturday, and it was great. Folks, if you have a chance, don't miss
I missed it. And the folks in Minneapolis have a chance this weekend.
Oh, great. I hope, Steph, have you seen his cheetah?
Excuse me?
My cheetah, my impersonation of a cheetah.
Oh, no, I have not.
It's
I would like it. Is
pretty,
that, it's
pretty sexy.
Don't want to miss his cheetah, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Don't
all
let
right. Thank you, Evan.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do it, Hal.
Of a chia?
A cheetah. It's basically my argument that cheetahs, when they're taking down a gazelle, make the same motion that guys in bars do with the exact same motivation. You see a cheetah kind of down on its haunches and rolling its shoulder, which is the sexiest thing in nature. You know, that basically guys in bars do the same thing. They just do it way up here, you know, on their shoulders and kind of go, hey, if I could separate her from the pack, I could take her down. That's the whole, it's the same mentality of a cheetah looking at gazelles.
And then you bite them in the neck.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you do it.
Well, actually.
You know, that would be sexy, except it doesn't really end well for the gazelle, so I'm not really.
Well, you know, some people like being asphyxiated during, you know.
Bobby
keep,
and.
Keep telling yourself that, sicko.
Bobby
Who
and.
Who are they? Do you have their number?
Yeah.
Right. Bobby in Albuquerque. Hi, Bobby.
Well, I'm way off topic.
But, that's all right.
I was a little disappointed. I did canvassing for 4 weeks before the election for our local Democratic candidates here in Albuquerque, and I found out that most people didn't know much about what was going on.
Yeah.
So what I've continued to do is take out flyers, door knockers, and put them on the doors stating to listen to 1350 AM or to watch at least one MSNBC program so that they might educate themselves.
What knockers? Thank you, Doctor.
I don't know why. My mind was going to Dr. Young Frankenstein, too.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you, at least.
What knockers?
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Of course you would have that.
Maria in Madison.
Hi, Marie. I just wanted to mention that everybody seems to have forgotten that this whole tax cut bill that we're fighting over was Bush's original gimmick to pay back everybody for the Clinton surplus that he took that we didn't need.
Hey, all these damn surpluses. Got to get rid of them. Means you're being taxed too much.
Look, the worst thing a president can do is prepare for an emergency, whether it's a big hurricane or some sort of terrorist attack or a war or anything like that. The last thing you need is money on hand. What you want to do is when you really get into a pinch, you want to be able to borrow that money from China. That's what you need. And when
by
you
the
really...
way, is it me or did he just admit to war crimes again on television?
Yes.
Hello?
I picked out a lawyer who would tell me what I want to hear, and he told me it was legal.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
He works for the book company because they wanted me to print that stuff because they knew they'd sell more books to people doing research for court cases.
Did you see this exchange? Matt Lauer said, so if it's legal, President Bush, and if an American is taken into custody in a foreign country, not necessarily a uniformed American. Bush, look, I'm not going to debate the issue with you, Matt.
It's beneath me.
Yeah, well, maybe you could debate it at The Hague. How about that? Lauer says, I'm just asking, would it be okay for a foreign country to waterboard an American soldier? Bush says, I'll ask people read the book.
Just read the book.
Wow.
Wow.
What? Yeah,
read the damn book.
Is a book plug a defense at The Hague? How does that go? What the head of Amnesty International said, waterboarding is torture. Torture is illegal under international law. President Bush's statement is an admission that a crime has been committed.
International law. Better call my lawyer.
Scared.
Scary. That'd be really scary if I ever went overseas. if I ever cared to visit another country.
By the way, one of the things in his book is waterboarding, quote, help break up plots to attack the American military and diplomatic facilities abroad, Heathrow Airport, Canary Wharf in London, multiple targets in the U.S. However, British officials say no.
Says no.
As a matter of fact, a lot of those people just told us what we wanted to hear, which, by the way, Cheney took as good news. When you tell, if military officials come back and go, look, if we torture people, they'll just make up facts. They'll tell us what they think we want to hear.
Good.
And you go, oh, well, crap, that's perfect then. Tell you what, let me type up something I want you to have them say.
Yeah.
Now take this piece of paper back and waterboard them until they recite everything on it. I mean, that's...
Sean in Michigan. Right. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a first-time listener. I think you have a great show.
Thank you.
And one of the things I wanted to talk about was last night I was watching the TV and they had Alan West.
Adam West?
New cabinet appointee, the lady who wants to go into the hills of Kentucky and raise an army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, that's his spokeswoman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
She was in a Walmart parking lot talking about getting bullets if the ballots don't work and mm-hmm. going mm-hmm. up into the hills of Kentucky. And
mm-hmm. Well, all mm-hmm. right.
Can you do a
we know where to call on the airstrike then?
Exactly. Right.
Wow. Well, it's Red Dawn all over again.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing
won't
is...
won't be any good without Patrick Swayze.
If they ever run out of ammo, they won't be able to bite you because their teeth will be rotten out from all the Mountain Dew that they're drinking.
Yeah. We're not talking about the soda.
Eric in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
Can I be the official bad poker player of the Stephanie Miller Show?
Absolutely.
Anyhow, I'm playing poker in Detroit yesterday, and I'm sitting between a woman from Canada and probably a 70-year-old woman from Detroit. And the Canadian woman's raving about her health care. And the American woman looks and says, well, you know, I hear it's not so good. And I said, well, wait a minute. You're on government health care. And she goes, oh, no, I'm not. I pay a supplement. And I go, but that's just for the top. That's just for the cream. She goes, oh, well, and then she says her husband retired when he was 58 and couldn't get Medicare. And I said, so what were you guys paying for your health care at that point? And she goes, only $1,500 a month. And I looked at her and I said, what an idiot. And I said, you're lucky that you didn't lose your health care for some reason or you had a pre-existing condition. And it just didn't sink
no.
in.
Right.
Yep, I
doesn't
know.
Register.
I know.
Oh, it's socialism. You can't. It's bad. It's socialism.
Yeah, but I get free health care.
You have to understand.
Look at me, I'm healthy.
These are people
communism.
Who believe they want government small enough that they could drown it in a bathtub that could jump in the water and save them if they were drowning themselves.
Yeah. By the way, when the Republicans shut down the government if health care is not repealed, as some of them are threatening to do, yeah, we'll see what happens when
that's happening.
I didn't get my Social Security check, but thank God there's no socialism. Food is a lot better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's, I've seen those ads. They're making it look quite delicious.
I feel frisky.
Again, people who think that Fox News doesn't manipulate people are the same people who think that cat food ads are aimed at cats.
Representative-elect Alan Nunnally, a Republican of Michigan. Huh, that old lady was from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He ran on a message of bringing true conservatism to Washington. We'll see how the old lady at the poker table likes it when she gets a little true conservatism.
Oh, yes.
All right, your health care costs $1 million a month.
He joined his band of GOP hostage takers over the health care bill, promising a Brian Fisher of the far-right American Family Association's radio show. Oh, I've not had the pleasure of listening to that, that he would back a government shutdown and vote against raising the debt ceiling if Democrats refuse to repeal health care.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, then.
And they're bringing on an international economic meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
Catastrophe.
Great. Right. As long as billionaires get their tax cuts.
Look.
There's that word again, cat and catastrophe. It's cat food for everybody.
Meow Mix Nation, a report about America's future.
46 minutes after
chicken
the hour.
Chicken parts and tuna isn't too bad.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Chunky.
Weird, weird, weird. W-I-E-R-D, weird.
That's not how you spell weird.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey,
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 51 minutes after the hour, in the midst of hump days with Hal. Mm-hmm. You know, the things that we speculated about during the commercial breaks, because we were saying when the Republicans destroy health care and there's a government shutdown and there's no Social Security checks, no more Medicare, and then the favorite cat food of old people will be eye sockets and holes.
Yeah.
Is that what we think?
Yeah, that's pretty much what cat food is made out of. And
eye sockets and buttholes.
Yeah, get used to it. It's going to be your favorite, yeah. And I think they could sell it as a line. I want to see one of those pristine cat food commercials with, like, the white Persian cat hopping off the counter and walking across this well-cleaned, well-manicured mop-and-glow floor to eat this pile of brown goop like he's never eaten in his life, which he probably hasn't because they tend to.
For a day.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And all that is eye sockets and holes.
Mm-hmm. And then an old person comes and takes it right before the cat gets to him.
I need that!
Since they shut the government down.
Some more old people with cat scratches on their faces. You know we're
that's
in trouble.
That's my eye socket and old mix.
That's the two big signs.
But at least we don't have socialism.
Right. can you get your Rascal scooter off my foot that you paid for with Medicare?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's brand new. It replaced my third one.
Get your government hands off my Medicare, you commie Kenyan.
I get a new one every time the battery
that's how
dies.
Call your grandparents from now on. You'll just shake the bag.
Your grandparents
Grandma.
Come right.
Treats. Party mix.
I'll be right there.
It's fresh eye sockets and holes.
Keep your hands off my Medicare cat food.
All right. More importantly, someone, what did they live blog us about?
No,
that,
they sent us an email saying that missile off the coast of L.A., that was fired from a North Korean submarine. It was a warning shot for the release of Lindsay Rohan.
Oh, that's, see, that's exactly.
Now hear this. This is Captain Kim Jong-il, People's Submarine Bulgogi. You will release Lindsay Rohan immediately, right now, or else I'll send a taiko dog in San Diego. It's San Pedro. It's
no, Santa that's San Pedro.
Santa Barbara. Ventura.
Huntington Beach. Tear him.
To me, or has the show kind of gone off the rails today?
I just... Oh, God, I got it all the time. Release Lindsay Lohan. And give me my AMC pizza for a Zagnut.
All right, Kim Jong-il on a bullhorn and eye sockets and ass.
Oh,
whoa, you bleeped the wrong one.
She broke.
That's okay. It's okay. She, as long as she gets one of them, it's okay.
It's exactly.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter which
one of them.
No, it doesn't. You can pick either one, and then you can piece it together, kids, later on. Make your own edit at home. That's what GarageBand is for.
There's an app for that.
It's,
yeah.
It's baby's first editing kit.
Right, yeah.
Mark in Memphis.
Lots of razor blades and tape.
Yo.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just, I actually kind of like the fact that they may shut down the government if they don't repeal health care. You know why? Because it'll be either the Democrats will stand for something or fall for everything. But the important thing
Good one.
Oh, thanks. Hey, well, the important
way
thing
to quote
is,
the Expendables.
Yeah. You know, but I want to preface this next statement by the fact that I you probably know this by now. I'm a black guy. I'm calling. And I was stranded 4 days with this teabagger, and I managed to get an in-depth look into this man's mind, his psychosis. And by the end of the 4 days, I'm like, I don't like black people. So and here it is. So at the end of the 4 days, I'm like, man, he even convinced me. So what they do, and this is what the teabaggers do, and this is why if we don't stand up and fight, we're going to lose everything. If, in his mind, he really believes this, the nearest thing to what's causing him problems are the black people are taking everything or the Hispanic people are taking everything.
Yep.
And the closest person that looks like him is Obama. But we can't say that's the problem. So what do we do? We look for some alternative. And what do? We find it in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. If you go back and look at the Bill of Rights, it doesn't really specifically say anything, even though they're talking about trying to separate themselves from the king. So what they do, they equivocate that with Obama. So now he's the king and everybody's trying,
yep.
And that's where we get the Teabag Party movement from.
Yep.
Your comments.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Well, you know, one of my favorite things is that that Glenn Beck said recently was he said he argued against us being a democracy and argued for us being a republic. This is how they do it. This is their way of extracting control. This is why rich people should run everything. That's why it was set up as a republic. They're arguing for originally that plan. Okay. So he's like, that's why we're a republic. And nobody raised their hand and went, you mean like the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics or the,
The exactly.
Republic of Czechoslovakia?
Here's my favorite thing is people that...
It was the Republic of North Korea.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I forgot Kim Jong-il. I apologize.
Here's my favorite thing is...
titled Dr. Oxnard.
Here's my favorite thing is people that call talk radio and their desire, their need to identify themselves. Hello, I'm a black man using the telephone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good.
Well, he'd been surrounded by teabaggers for so long that he probably, like, they probably talked to me, you know, black people don't even know how to operate phones. They have to have them dialed for them.
That's right.
They can't do anything.
If God wanted a black man, he wouldn't have called it the White House. See?
Yeah. If you notice, most cell phones are black. That's as far as it goes.
Okay.
I didn't even get an iPhone till they came
so,
in white.
Speaking of eye sockets and whole cat food that we'll all be eating.
Mm-hmm.
Senator-elect Lee calls the possibility of a government shutdown a mere nuisance and an inconvenience.
Oh, a nuisance.
A few Republican senators, including DeMint Coburn, have said they will vote against raising the nation's debt ceiling unless such a move is paired with spending cuts. Senator-elect Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, went a step further, explicitly saying he will vote against increasing the debt limit, whatever the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
We had this guy on, what's his name, Kudlow. Say, well, you know, when I worked for Reagan, we had a government shutdown. But, you know, it's essential activities continue. It's non-essential activities that get shut down. That's what it takes to cut spending. Isn't that what it's going to take? Lee said, yes.
Hmm.
That's why I say it's not something we avoid at all costs. It's something to try to avoid because it's an inconvenience. It's a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sure.
Not to the people eating eye sockets at
Right. Well, the other thing,
cat
too,
food.
Is they know it's a publicity stunt. They know it has to be turned back on very quickly. They can just stand on principle without actually damaging themselves.
Right.
One expert said
failure to raise the debt ceiling could have catastrophic consequences for our economy as well as the economic stability of the rest of the world. Such a move would also increase long-term deficits and debts while cutting off Social Security, Medicare benefits for millions of seniors.
Mm. What's the big deal?
Die anyway.
Yeah, says the spokesperson from Purina.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Not only will I fire type of dog at you if you do not re-syringe your hand, I will cause a volcano to explode just like in Indonesia. How you think that happened, huh? I got game.
Listen, you frickin' idiot. Give me back my megaphone. I launched a missile. You didn't. Your boats don't even float.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show live.
The submarine, they don't have to float.
From California, where we're having a situation. We're having a missile situation here, people. StephanieMiller.com is the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity / Kim Jong-il. Jim Ward, or you can go to HalSparks.com.
Yeah.
It is Hump Days with Hal. We are video streaming at HalSparks.com. And you can see Hal live in Minneapolis this weekend.
It's true. It's going to be a good time.
All right. Oh, and can I have my fancy Hollywood music? You can come hang with Mama this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Carol Burnett and Lily Tomlin.
Wow. Where's that?
Just saying. Thank you for asking,
Hal. Is it called
Hal?
The three female comedy geniuses of our time that we love and adore because they're good for not only your funny bone, but also for the nation?
No. It is the...
it's probably a shorter, smarter name.
It is for the people fighting the bullies of the world over there at the L.A. Gay and Lesbian Center Gala.
Oh, yay.
And you can still get tickets. Go to anniversarygala.org. Our good friend Julie Brown is performing.
Lovely.
Lily Tomlin is hosting. Carol Burnett, I believe, is giving an award. Jane Lynch is getting the highest award.
No.
Very excited. Pardon me?
And Julie Brown.
Okay. I've never met Carol Burnett. She's been my... She's been my idol all my life. I'm probably going to poo myself.
My mom actually met Carol Burnett. They lived at someplace called the Rehearsal Club in New York. Many years ago.
My a dear friend of mine who passed away was the only non-original cast member in the Carol Burnett reunion show years ago. And,
Lily Tomlin, I've been friends with for 20 years, and I still can't form a complete sentence when I talk to her. They're both my comedy heroes now. Both of them will be there. It's going to be a... Depends. Is in the...
Wow. By the way, you streamers, that was not me. And the horrible noise you heard earlier was Steph burping. No. Which was, I mean, sounds like a busted...
I do girl ones. They're little
you
flops.
Make more noise than a busted chainsaw.
By the way, Hal, as you know, I normally fly Screaming Baby Airlines. I hope you're not flying this... This airline, headline is, airline refuses to let baby with diaper blowout board plane.
Oh.
There was a diaper blowout.
Blowout?
Yeah,
that's
blowout.
What is a blowout?
Hmm?
It's coming out the legs, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Oh.
Unless the kid was like, they just overfed him, and the diaper was on so tight that the mom didn't know it needed to be changed for days. Like, this is great. It's like one of these new babies. You don't even have to change it that often. Like, nothing. Like, I'd expect... That squishy squish. Nope, I just poked the... It's fine.
What's that rumbling sound?
And then, ba-bam!
I sort of feel bad for this couple. Like, Chris has this weird empathy for parents of the babies, of the screaming babies on planes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Apparently, this baby was not screaming.
Let me just say another ironclad...
The parents were screaming.
Yeah. An ironclad rule of the Stephanie Miller Show. Babies don't need to go anywhere. Okay, last month the St. Albert couple stood at the boarding gate in Las Vegas Airport. Their seats on Alaska Airlines plane had been given away. Their luggage was on its way to Seattle. Stuck with a baby, no easy way home. Newlyweds were forced to stay an extra night and buy new tickets for the following day. Uh-huh. The couple, how they ended up where they did involves a late arrival, an exploding diaper, and an unbending gate agent. It's left the pair with more than $1,000 out of pocket and fuming.
Oh, jeez.
They were married in Vegas over Thanksgiving. It was the first time they had traveled with Levi, their baby.
All right.
Approaching the counter, Levi soiled himself. The father said it turned out to be one of those big messes, the kind for which a diaper proves wholly inadequate.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You and
poor
want
baby.
To be the people seated next to that particular.
Although I was on a horrible plane ride, I was changing planes in Charlotte. Worst. Chris Bono and I were touring. We're flying through Charlotte. Worst turbulence of my life ever. And I've been in a lot of bad stuff. The plane was almost tipping on its side.
Oh.
It was that bad and shaking. It was
almost
like completely sideways and shaking. And we kept flying through this bad chunk of weather. And they were making a circle. And we knew every 10 minutes we were going to fly through this horrible part and almost die. And everybody on the entire plane was vomiting except for me and Chris. Everybody except for one gentleman who didn't throw up. He decided to take the baby's route.
It
was true. And there was nowhere. You couldn't
You
couldn't run to the bathroom because everybody would. Like, you were just strapped in. It was that was fun. And he was a grown man. So
It's fun to fly on one of those flights with Jim Ward. Jim, you remember the flight through the hailstorm into Columbus that time? And he just starts singing Buddy Holly songs, which is always...
Little things you say and do make me want to be with
All right. Jim, Teresa writes, since W is back in the public spotlight, does that mean Jim can perform It's a Blunderful Life starring George W. Bush this holiday season?
I'm going to have to do it again.
All right.
Computer
update.
Says yes.
It is the Jim Ward holiday classic, It's a Blunderful Life. Okay. All right.
Read the book. Read the damn book.
Okay. All right.
There's plenty of other admissions of guilt in there as well. You guys are all getting hung up on this one admission of guilt. There's like 60. Some of them go back to when I was a teenager. I don't even think the statute of limitations has run out. Just give me a chance. Just read the book. I don't care if I go to jail. They feed you there and everything. I'm going to go to lunch. I like golf.
I've lost control of the show once again. However, looky here, Chris. It's an unsolicited testimonial to a Steph sponsor and also a hate letter for you at the same time, which is why I read it.
Hey.
Christine writes, just placed my order for Cedarside. HomeKit and sent them an email letting them know where I heard about it. That's right.
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. And the raves listeners were giving, I got an almost immediate reply thanking me for letting them know I have 7 cats, 3 dogs, plus 3 birds, a turtle, and a gecko. And I'm excited about giving the natural product a try. Cedarside. It's the best yet. Flea and tick spray. Natural. Don't need to poison them.
Do we know how geckos will respond to Cedarside? You should check that first before you...
Yeah. Yes, check your gecko facts. Longtime podcaster, love you guys, even though Chris never replied to my email regarding the upcoming changes to the podcast. Hugs, Christine. Well, if only Chris had that Cedarside work ethic and, you know,
always
they had their customer.
Because I don't know yet.
Right.
Okay, we made a change to the podcast in that we're now giving you one big file instead of three individual files for each hour.
Sure.
And there is a reason for that, but that reason hasn't been announced yet.
Oh.
So that's why.
Very exciting. Okay.
Even I don't know, and I wouldn't understand it even if you told me why.
It has to do with being able to get the show on your smartphone.
There you go.
How's that for a tease?
Yeah, well, gosh, then the House Parks app might be able to help you get one.
I was just going to say, you two little boy can grow up and have your own iPhone app.
And then you can listen. You can listen to the entire Stephanie Miller show on the Progressive Cruise if you go to progressivecruise.com and go to Progressive
Cruise. Okay, that's enough with the plugs.
Even though she won't.
All right.
I'm trying to get Jim to go with us on the Progressive Cruise.
Thank God only one thing can save America now. Alvin Green is mulling a presidential bid.
Oh, God. Okay.
He's the... guy that
South
Carolina Senate nominee that lost by a little bit to Jim DeMint.
Is he like a plant? He's like an MK Ultra.
Yeah. Please wear a cape to your.
He called the state Democratic Party to ask how much it would cost to run for president.
Do they have a fee? I don't understand.
$1 million.
And a couple of sharks. He, by the way, is facing misdemeanor and felony pornography charges and is currently free on bond, which makes him much more qualified than most teabaggers.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Thank God for open primaries.
One of the chat room people, JFH5, says $250 million or so. That's pretty much the going rate for running for president.
Yeah, you got that on you?
Got it, Alvin?
Alvin?
Sell a couple comic books. That'll do it.
Quarter of $1 billion.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. Speaking of teabaggers, Sarah Palin's fact check gets fact-checked. Oh, and she turns out is fact-free once again.
The facts don't check out.
Mm-mm. She took on the Wall Street Journal asserting a reporter's fact checks of her speech failed to recognize some of the paper's own reporting, but it appears she misfired once again. Boy, she never misses a wolf from a helicopter. That's it's amazing that she would misfire on her facts. In a speech criticizing the Federal Reserve's decision to pump $600 billion into the economy, Palin warned that the move could prompt rapid inflation for goods such as groceries, saying prices have risen significantly over the past year or so. The Wall Street Journal writing, Palin tries to draw the concerns about quantitative easing to inflation today and falls short. Grocery prices have not risen all that significantly, in fact. So you, in fact, are, once again,
you're a lying sack of crap.
Oh, I didn't think she shot for groceries. I thought she shot her own food.
Exactly. All right, let's go to...
Oops, there goes a dairy call. All right, well, free milk.
Save me some eye sockets and...
holes. Steve in Kansas. Hello, Steve.
I'm getting a taste
Good
for
morning.
Him now.
First thing I'm going to tell you is that I'll buy Bush's book when it comes out in two-ply, not before.
David Letterman said he'll read it when Bush reads it.
One thing about the health care that you guys were talking about earlier is that it's amazing how much airtime they wasted raking the president over the coals about this when he should have been looking for jobs. And now that they're in power, the first thing they're going to do is investigate health care.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so par for the course that I would scream, but I'm having mercy on your ears.
Don't you need suspicion of criminal intent to start an investigation?
Yes.
Nope. We're just going to investigate until
we
find something.
They're saying they're going to do it. It's never going to make it through. And they're going to find some way to blame it on procedure, blah, blah, blah. And they'll let it die because by time Christmas runs around, people are going to be worried a bit about the economic issues again.
Here is Daryl Asshat. Isa.
Yeah.
I'm going to go after a lot of things, and I'm going to do a lot of investigating.
There you go.
Right.
Your tax dollars at work.
By the way, he's been on an apology tour, taking back all the nasty stuff he said during the campaign to get himself elected by, you know, the Tea Party margin.
Yes.
Where he'd called Obama one of the most corrupt presidents in modern times.
Based on what?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Not based on anything. But he said...
I think he should be investigated for steroids, Jim. Did you see him on the Mar show?
Well, look at his jaw.
Just saying.
I mean, he's just,
come on.
Yeah, he looks like he's been doing HGH and roids.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. See? Okay. All right.
He has a violent outburst.
All right.
We'll know. And back me.
Kids,
back
what? You know, I think I've mentioned that my house last rainy season, Hal, became a kind of a leaky sieve.
Oh, did it?
Yes. I need a new everything on my house. Roof, a deck, a this, a that. I get everything at Direct Buy. That's where I get it. I don't understand why people pay retail. If you need just one big ticket item, for instance, I had a dishwasher in my house. As I told you, the guy that I bought the house from, it was $1,000. Mm-hmm. Years old,
yeah.
And it was a horse. It was one of those like Flintstones dishwashers. There was like a little bird in there, and I think
it was like
a little
hoarder, and it was full of magazines, and yet
yeah, there was a little elephant outside. That's where the water came from.
Right, he
yeah.
was using the electrical cord to hang his laundry
exactly.
on to dry it.
If you need just one big ticket item like a dishwasher, like I did, Direct Buy, I don't understand why you would pay retail. Well, and check this out. What changes would you make around your house for $50,000? Would you redo that kitchen or bathroom, maybe put in hardwood floors you've been wanting? Let's face it. If you're looking to sell your home, it's a buyer's market. If you haven't made the upgrades, good luck getting your asking price. My friends at Direct Buy offering you the chance to win a $50,000 home makeover. All you have to do is call now, 800-649-8518, or go to directbuyradio.com to enter. They'll send you a key. If that key unlocks the door at your local Direct Buy showroom, you could be the next makeover winner.
Wow.
You could even be featured on television.
50 Uh-oh. Grand. What would that do for your back kid, Hal?
Yeah.
You're going to add a second story.
Ooh, becoming a member at Direct Buy, one of the smartest things I've ever done. My money goes so much further when I'm not paying all that hidden markup they charge you at retail stores. See what it's all about for yourself. Call 800-649-8518 or directbuyradio.com for your chance at that $50,000 home makeover. That's 800-649-8518 or directbyradio.com. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is a happening spot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Don't make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool.
Who are you pantomime spanking? It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
TOH, baby. TOH.
24 minutes after the hour. Hump days with
where?
Hmm? Up in
here. Up in here.
Deez, is that a missile or are we high? Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't care if you smoke pot. It's official.
I don't care if you have the marijuana, Mary Chan.
He signed a law 5 weeks ago that made possession of an ounce of marijuana the equivalent of a traffic ticket. He defended the law on Leno saying, no one cares if you smoke a joint or not.
Crime. So, I've never smoked a joint before.
All right, you heard him. Smoke if you got him.
We have him on film smoking a joint.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Mm. And zero regret, which is
but
the one thing.
But I was a big muscle prot who could not even speak English all that good, you know, and these kinds of things. Now it's completely different. Yeah.
Well, he talks about, you know, his early steroid use and his early, like, cocaine use even. Going back when it came up, it was like, yeah, pot's a drug. Heroin's a drug, but cocaine, this is new. It's not. It's
yeah,
just
pot doesn't make your testicles the size of acorns. That's we know that for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And I have said this many times that people want to take steroids out of baseball, but I think if you want to talk about commitment, if you're willing, I mean, it's one thing to practice all the time and miss your family and travel all over playing games, but if you're willing to give up your testicles, your impulse control, and your back skin to just hit a ball a little bit farther, bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Carson in
That's
Chicago.
That's Southern for you, moron.
You idiot.
Hi, Seth.
Hey, Carson.
I just want to tell you I love you, but I love Hal in that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, who doesn't?
Well, thank you.
I wanted to tell you that I heard on NPR this morning that Republicans are refusing to approve the part of the bullying bill that covers gays because it might encourage kids to become gay because it'll make their life easier.
Yeah, because it's yeah, that's sure. that's why you do it. Oh.
Yeah, isn't that special, Carson? That's yeah, they want to yeah, yeah. Because it might make it think, you know, kids think being gay is okay, which is exactly
yeah, yeah.
the problem.
Hey, yes. If I'm not going to get bullied, I'm going to become gay.
I might as well be gay then.
Yes.
Sounds
yes.
awesome.
Being left-handed is cool. Yeah. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah. By the way, third of all gay people
what
who voted.
What a stunning array
for
of homophobe douche nozzles we
yeah,
selected.
Who got a third of the gay vote mm-hmm. this time
yeah.
around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guess what, kids?
That'll show them.
Yep.
Take that.
Now you've done it. Yep. That, and now you're surprised. Anytime you're surprised by something like Citizens United from the Supreme Court, it's because conservatives have long game and progressives don't so far.
Yeah. George in Gary, Indiana. Hi, George. Hello, George.
Good morning, Mama.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think for reinventing this dopey war criminal, George W. Bush, into some sort of sage elder statesman,
yeah.
Matt Lauer proves the term television journalist is an oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. I know. God.
Read the book.
Like the midterms went bad enough. I got to see his chimpy McCoke spoon on TV all the time now.
Well, and by the way, this Matt Lauer basically going into, this is just another guy shilling a book mode.
Yeah.
You know, that's the depth of thought is almost anybody like, so you've got a new diet plan. This,
yes.
Now, some people will tell you that a diet is not necessarily helpful, and most people, what do you say to that? Well, mine doesn't. Okay, good. What about that some that's the depth of his questioning.
Yeah, exactly.
All you have to go is, well, not me. That's it.
Yeah, now it's the new, president. We can't do tough questioning because he's the president. Now it's, well, he has a book. Well, in that case. Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about that.
Can't be impolite.
Look, I was nice enough to write all my war crimes down in one concise volume.
Just go read it.
It's even hardbound. I don't even touch those things.
Linda in Asheville.
I don't care.
Linda in Asheville in the... thank God.
So much to say. I would just love to know what is our strategy.
Well, thank God you called when Hal's here because he's in charge of what's our strategy.
I think that you should use your bully pulpit the way you do since the president doesn't. We need to get the disclosure law passed. We really need to get the disclosure law passed. There's no way that
we
can keep up. I know it got stalled in the Senate, but what if, for instance,
it could be a lame duck vote.
All the environmental groups just got together for once?
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, here's a little sign of things to come on that. The headline, after promising new era of disclosure, GOP refuses to disclose transition-related documents. They're planning the transition into private.
And
you can't know about that.
P.S., a lot of these multinational corporations that are... that are putting their money into these candidates and are hiding it. If you buy one piece of stock, you can actually ask about that at a stockholders meeting.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You've been drinking, haven't you?
Yeah, we all have. You bought the last round.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere in the midst of the hump days with House Marks. Kim in San Francisco on the vapor trails. Hi, Kim. Hello, Kim.
Oh, hey. Listen, I've got an idea about the vapor trail. Has anybody checked that Carnival ship? I mean, aren't they all alone out there on the big seas?
Oh, the floating...
down in Mexico.
Yeah, the trap. Yeah, I was on one of those. Good times.
Well, it has no power, right?
Right.
Okay, so maybe they fashioned some sort of a missile. Also, about the explosive diaper.
Yes.
I was a flight attendant back when it was a glamorous occupation.
My wife, too.
And I can't
imagine
we'd have a U.S. Marshal transport a prisoner.
Ooh.
And there was this one from Anchorage flying to Seattle. And the prisoner was seated in the back row where they normally put them. And he did that big explosive poop.
Oh
boy.
Yeah, Sam Piper. And we just kept walking. And plus, he had this big, silly grin on his face like he was thoroughly enjoying it. It was the creepiest thing I've
ever
been through.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Enjoy breakfast, everybody. Okay.
I'm never flying again.
Hey, how about some, by the way, we've been talking about noted asshat Daryl Issa, who is going to spend his entire time investigating the White House.
We're
going to
do it outside the public glare through depositions with Republicans and Democrats both sitting there, because I think we need to do investigations in a less partisan way.
What? Oh, wait, outside the public glare.
Yes, he's going to find a way to impeach the president, but not in a partisan way, in a nice way.
Is outside the public glare a nice way of saying in secret?
Yes.
Here's something maybe
secret
we should...
Less transparently.
Secret kangaroo trials.
Maybe we could investigate retroactively why he's a car thief.
What?
Allegedly. What? Someone sent me this old San Francisco Gate article. Republican Daryl Issa was prosecuted with his brother in San Jose in 1980 for allegedly faking the theft of Issa's Mercedes-Benz sedan and selling it to a car dealer for $16,000. He, of course, blamed his brother for the car theft.
Was that a promotional stunt for his car alarm business?
I don't know. Issa's previous political campaigns have been roiled by allegations that twice, once while a student in his hometown of Cleveland and once while a soldier in Pennsylvania, he was also involved in car thefts. He became a multimillionaire manufacturer of electronic auto alarms, including the popular Viper anti-theft device, to guard against car thieves
just
like
doing
him.
Research.
Like him, I guess.
Sure.
He says, when people ask me why I got into the car alarm business, I tell them the truth. It's because my brother was a car thief.
Oh, my God.
Mom always liked you best.
Throwing his brother under the bus there. That's nice.
That's adorable.
What a creep.
I'm sure he'll go and investigate his brother right away because he's a law and order kind of guy, and that's important. First
Diane.
Things first.
Diane in La Mirada. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Mooks and Mal.
Hiya.
Hey, listen, I have a feeling the 2012 elections may be more interesting than we think.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching, I think it was KCAL, a local station, around 2 months ago, and up on the TV flashed a big old full-length picture of Hillary, and at the bottom it said, where there's a hill, there's a way.
Hmm. Right.
And I have a feeling they were testing the waters, trying to get some kind of reaction before she actually throws her hat into the ring.
She's not going to do it.
I've never seen it since.
Yeah, no, she's not going to do it. That was something that right wing blogosphere started floating as well. These are one of those things that they push to make, you know, Obama look weak. Like, he's going to be primaried by Hillary Clinton from within because, you know, and that's to get people who didn't vote for Obama, who were for Hillary Clinton, to get all, you know, if they're already upset with where he is, they'll go even further down that rabbit hole.
Please, I'm not wasting time with that. We've got, you know, if Hillary had been president, it's like, oh, please. Yeah, because the right wing were such fans of the Clintons. They would have been so supportive had Hillary been in.
They would have been any different with a woman in charge than they are with a black man. Mm-hmm. We would have seen tea parties and their focus would have been from a sexist point of view. And you'd just seen all the women out there going, women should take care of children in the home. And that's... they do it anyways. They did it during when she was running.
Listen, there's a reason that Rush Limbaugh and others were supportive of Hillary because I think that they knew Obama was going to be a stronger candidate. Mm-hmm. Yes. Betty in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Long time no talk. You guys are still the who's of the century. I love you. I just called to say I hope these Tea Partiers are spending their time real wisely the next couple of years by perhaps building a shrine to Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
If it hadn't been for Reagan's successful dismantling of the mental health care system, the Tea Partiers would be the ones institutionalized.
Exactly.
There you go. Thank you.
Steve
in Long Island on the Teabaggers as well.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
How are you
Good.
This morning? This is proof that marijuana is not a bad thing. I'm going to tell you right now. While watching Chris Matthews yesterday, I came to a revelation that... The reason why these Tea Partiers want their country back is because the president is black and the head of the RNC is black. That's why they do not identify themselves as Republicans any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It does make sense.
Absolutely. Well, one of the big things is people who are, you know, self-identified independents swung towards the Republicans this time around. No. Okay. A big chunk of those people were former Republicans embarrassed by the mess they'd caused and by voting for Bush twice and everything his buddies wanted, now identify as independents because they can't hold their head up in public otherwise. And then they went right back and voted for the same people and the same philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And largely to blame, Fox News. Oh, look at this. Someone sent me a screen capture. I love those of Fox. Rasmussen reports. Let's see here. Did scientists falsify research to support their own theories on global warming? 59% say somewhat likely. 35% say very likely.
Who cares what they say? They either did or they did not. Show me the paperwork and we'll have a conversation about it.
59% of morons believe the Earth is flat.
Exactly.
As Jim said, what it showed is it was basically scientists being to each other. They were being, you know, they were being fallacies to each other. That was what it was. It was not falsifying the actual...
Well, ultimately, here's the thing. Again, you have the news reporting on the messaging and acting as if the messaging problems...
Have nothing to do with them.
Have nothing to do with them and are devoid of facts. that give it a ballast, that give it a balance.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, CNN will do that all the time.
Some people say.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, if they think they've, elected some big group of, outside the Beltway establishment figures, yada, 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 after promising new era of disclosure, you know, the GOP transition office, it publicizes itself as a mechanism for guiding a smooth and transparent transition into the Republican majority. Representative Greg Walden, Republican of Oregon, is in charge of that.
Good night,
Walden,
boy.
They published a headline, GOP transition focusing on transparency. So Think Progress traveled to the transition office to request documents disclosing who's been attending the transition meeting, what ethics rules have been governing the meetings, how things are actually being run differently. After asking Walden for a list of the transition meeting participants, he ducked back into his office.
Huh.
Later, a staffer emerged to hand them a press release and a copy of a newspaper article about Walden.
That's not very transparent.
No. Mm. Think Progress, are there going to be any new ethics rules, staffer? You're going to have to ask members of the committee that. Think Progress, are lobbyists going to be allowed in these meetings, staffer? You'll have to ask members of the committee. There you go. It's your new transparent Republican majority.
Yeah,
they're
that's
transparent,
right.
All right.
Oh, by the way, libertarians, Rand Paul is against earmarks, except for the state of Kentucky and other states run by Republicans when they need them.
The other headline, by the way, meet the speaker from K Street, John Boehner.
Yeah.
Boehner.
He has promised to create a more open and transparent Congress. To cultivate an image of independence, Boehner has projected a media profile revolving around, you know, the humble upbringing Jim Murray had to have jobs.
I actually had to work at jobs to get a paycheck.
My dad.
I had no dividend income at all. I had no stocks. I had no
portfolio.
You know
what it's like to work for my father?
However, Boehner's media profile simply does not comport with his career-long record of corruption and influence peddling. Before his ascent to leadership, he had been known for handing out campaign contribution checks from tobacco lobbyists
on
the House floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When Republicans controlled Congress, Boehner and Roy Blunt were the point men for Tom DeLay in communicating with corporate lobbyists. At one point, Boehner even convened a weekly meeting called the Thursday Group to huddle with K Street lobbyists. Boehner was caught lobbying the EPA to drop a lawsuit against one of Boehner's biggest contributors in the steel industry and has attacked an array of regulations aimed at the specific businesses which contribute to his campaign committee.
I had to whore through the cigarette and steel industries. I stood on a corner with fishnet stockings. Knee pads.
Understand too that in his sort of lobbying cover, I'm getting verklempt. I'm getting so upset at this that I can't even articulate the thought. These guys are faster. Like Obama did what he said. He came in 86% of what he campaigned on. He's actually accomplished already before his 2-year mark came. These guys flipped on everything they ran on in the most and with just huge vitriol. They ran on this stuff and have turned on it within a week. A week, kids.
And by the way, they're also a giant
wheel of right-wing hypocrites.
The headline, Pawlenty and Perry tout opposition to health law while accepting some of its funding.
Yeah.
Pawlenty, Tim Pawlenty. His opposition to federal funds, not nearly as absolute or widespread as he would have his party faithful believe. His executive order includes a caveat that allows the governor to evaluate federal funding opportunities on a case-by-case basis, and he has recently allowed the state's management and budget office to apply for a grant from the Early Retiree Reinsurance Program, a $5 billion program that helps pay for the insurance costs of retirees between 55 and 64. So far, Minnesota has received $11.1 million in ACA grants, and Pawlenty has separately accepted $263 million in federal dollars to bolster the state's Medicaid.
Which is why government is the problem. Well, there you go again.
Texas Governor Rick Perry also denounced the new law without noting his state legislature and state agencies are busy implementing the procedure and taking the money. Okay.
I love how Republicans get in office, underfund a government program, staff it with cronies who have no history or experience running a similar organization, and then when it fails miserably and people die,
government doesn't work.
Leave this to private industry. And then when private industry fails on a massive level, like Enron, they won't investigate it.
Right.
I mean, they really fight tooth and nail.
Here's a fun idea. If you don't believe in government,
don't go into it.
Why don't you stay in private enterprise that you believe in, and we will take care of it. We will run the government.
Right. Yeah.
How about that? 45 minutes after the hour, back with the waning moments of Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, the whole thing seems a little twisted to me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
My favorite line in that song, what you doing on your back?
What you doing on your back, on your back? Yeah. 50 minutes. 1-800. Uh-oh, you're getting into Prince territory now.
Yeah.
He's getting his brushing. He's brushing up his Prince imitation for his Minneapolis.
That's the Prince mating call. When I go to Minneapolis, I have to get out the plane and go, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if you do that in February, you're going to do that anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Just when the cold freeze. Hits you.
Yeah.
You're going to be there in January.
I'll be there for the Blue State Ball.
Yeah?
It's you're blue, all right, during that time. Yeah, exactly. I think that's where Prince got that noise, because when he got off the plane.
That was the sound of his lungs turning to glass.
He didn't realize cold can burn.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Bob in Chicago, where it's also cold. Oh, God, that's cold.
Oh, man.
When that wind comes off the lake there.
Fantastic.
Hey, Bob.
Yep.
So, you know that Rasmussen Reports thing you just mentioned?
Yes, Rasmussen.
If you actually add up the three numbers, because there's like some are likely, very likely, and not so likely, or something like that.
Yes.
It actually adds up to 120%.
Yeah, that's that overlap. Fox is very well known for that. That kind of overlap. They're big fans of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Rasmussen has always been that's been one of their issues.
Right. Exactly. Yes. All right. The president, as you know, in Indonesia. Yes.
Our efforts have been earnest. Sustained. We don't expect that we are going to completely eliminate some of the misunderstandings.
Yeah, he's talking about reaching out to the Muslim world, mm-hmm. Which is going really well under the Tea Party folks so far, isn't it?
Oklahoma, we're passing a law in Oklahoma. You can't pass Sharia law in our. You can't use Sharia law in our courts. No foreign law at all. You cannot do foreign law.
The Ten Commandments are technically from the Israeli state.
Did you see this during the
from Middle East? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess not.
Election season, Tea Party Nation, founded by a Tennessee lawyer, Judson Phillips, sent out an email to supporters urging them to support the Republican candidate in Minnesota. Speaking of Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
Because the incumbent, Keith Ellison, is
Muslim.
Oh, right.
They write, Ellison was one of the most radical members of Congress. He's the only Muslim member of Congress. Actually, Representative Andre Carson, a Democrat of Indiana, is also Muslim.
Muslim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Phillips corrected his false claim Ellison is the only Muslim member of Congress, but he refused to apologize, saying he has a problem with Islam.
Islam. Islami. I don't know.
Yeah, because those Islamic fundamentalists are such wild-eyed liberals.
Uh-huh.
You can't trust them.
Yes.
Yeah, they always side with us with trying to give gay people the rights. And that's why we're so aligned with the Muslims, is because we agree with how they, you know, the extremists believe we should treat women and gays.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Is, do people not get it? Like, our religious fundamentalists are just like theirs.
Totally.
They're actually, does this not make anybody sick? The fact that the actual, religious conservatives in this country are behind this law in Uganda to execute people.
Right.
For homosexuality.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, let us give you a hand with that.
Yeah,
that sounds like, we're hoping we can get that here eventually.
That sounds like something somebody in Yemen would come up with. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say.
They're mirror images of each other.
Absolutely.
They want to refight the Crusades.
Well, they, by the way, worship the same God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different interpretation of how you should go about that worshiping. Mm-hmm. But this isn't, we're not talking about Greek versus Norse gods, where, you know what I mean? These are actually the same dude.
Odin is stronger than your Zeus.
Exactly. That's the argument that, they're similar, but it's a totally different God. It's not.
No.
Allah is the same as the Hebrew God. It's the same. They just argue about who his
Allah is the Aramaic word for God.
Right.
You speak Aramaic? Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Yes, people like the Parents Television Council, they're trying to protect your children from, the gays, the fictional gays on TV, and the swear words.
What?
Brent Bozell's Parents Television Council has somebody thinking of the children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing they're not a fan of My Dad Says. They've released a report that finds in the past 5 years there's been a 69.3% increase in primetime bleeped out profanity. Is that ridiculous or what? The person behind the report said the public airwaves should offer a banquet for all, but increasingly the broadcast networks are telling American families to swallow whatever they're fed or starve.
Oh, you know where they don't have that kind of profanity? PBS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
which
true.
They want to destroy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
All right, the president once again in Indonesia.
I feel great affection for the people here. The sights and the sounds and the memories all feel very familiar.
Spoke just like a Kenyan Muslim.
Hey, man. Hey, man, how you know what's over there unless you've been there a lot more than you should be here? That's what you... Hey.
When you visit a place that you spent time in as a child, as president, it's a little disorienting. I can't even see any traffic because they block off all the streets.
He means as a baby. He means when he was a baby.
Hey, speaking
he
of
drive,
scary... Because
they let you drive when you're a baby over there.
Speaking of scary foreign influences, you know that Chamber of Commerce money that urged you to vote Republican and so you did?
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Chamber of Commerce fueled by foreign oil.
But I thought they'd be fueled by American oil. You know, the kind that leaks into the Gulf and is sold to other countries.
Yes, apparently, Think Progress Investigation has learned Chamber's donors who send their checks to the same account from which the political campaign is run. I believe they spent, about $75 million? It includes multinational oil corporations and even oil companies owned by the Kingdom of Bahrain. The oil-fueled chamber has hammered candidates who voted to limit our dependence on oil, falsely claiming they supported a job-killing energy tax. That's what that's... Mm-hmm. So that's who you're helping out, the foreign... oil company.
Well, they say it like Kenyan Obama job-killing Obama nation. It's the oil companies, they like us.
Okay.
You know what he wants us to do? He wants us to go to some sort of space thing where, you know, because he's not just Muslim, he's an alien as well. That's why he wants to go into Mars.
That's right. I think
that's why they don't want us to use oil because we have to use nuclear.
That's why it's so tall and skinny.
That's
from
what
Mars, where they have less gravity.
Because they grow in a different way.
All
look
right.
At his ears.
Conservadem, Senator Kent Conrad, Democrat.
People on the left who don't want to touch entitlements. That is just unrealistic. The idea that nothing has to be done is divorced from reality.
That's not what progressives are saying.
No.
Nothing has to be done.
Yes, they're saying that the most significant way to lower the deficit is to let the Bush tax cuts expire like they were supposed to.
Right.
And make rich people pay into Social Security.
But I'm not going to use it. Good heavens. Why should I?
Social Security is solvent now and will be solvent for the foreseeable future. Medicaid and Medicare are the issues, and they can be solved by everybody. Really, like, a mild tax difference. Mild.
That's it for us. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, and, of course, Hal Sparks. You can find it at halsparks.com and live in Minneapolis this weekend. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.